Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Reverse Cowboy.
Ho, ho, ho!
Merry Christmas!
It's Christmas!
Jingle bell sound effect.
Yep.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
That's not jingle bells. That's Eid.
That's Eid.
Well, Eid bells.
But Eid is Christmas for some people.
Danga, 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 danga.
We're going to have to pull this beard off already.
Danga, danga. Yeah, they annoy, don't they?
Yeah, and we're going to sound terrible to, you know, people on the...
Take yours off if you want. I'm going to persist.
No, I'm going to put it underneath.
Purely because from what I can see, I think I look good.
Well, you should grow a white beard. But
you look like a fucking elf. You genuinely look like an elf, and I look like Father Christmas, from what I can see on the screen.
Well,
I don't know if anyone agrees.
Which is better?
If you're listening, then basically... Oh, honestly, I'm amazed how good
elf,
I am.
Elves are basically anyway, slaves, aren't they?
Welcome to the grotto.
Yeah, thanks. It's lovely in here.
The toy shops. Do you want to get into it, Christmas, straight away? Or
Well, yeah, it's Christmas,
well, are you going to dress up for the kids this year?
No, I'm not a paedophile.
No.
Well, you're going to dress up for your kids
now. I know how good I look. Yeah,
if I did it, it's going walking around a supermarket dressed as a Santa. It's like be like the Essex Gimp.
No, well, I bought a realistic latex mask off the internet.
How realistic?
Very realistic. Father Christmas, like proper kind of jackass version,
and scare all the kids.
Yeah. And I'm just going to spend 11 and a half months preparing pedo guy. Next year will be released as the new Father Christmas.
Okay.
I'm going to rebrand Father Christmas. He needs a rebrand.
Well, he already was possibly a nonce, wasn't he? So,
well, that's the obvious kind of insult to throw at a man who visits billions of children.
I mean, it is obvious, but you can't
clown.
You can't really disrespect people for trying to wonder why he's climbing around kids' houses.
No, listen, man. I enjoy the tradition. I like it. I think the wonderment of Christmas. I hope my kids have that for as long as possible.
Maybe not when they're like 25.
Anyway, yeah, I've got like loads of Christmas. Loads of Christmas facts.
Reverse Cowboy.
I can hit you with a fact.
Hit me with a fact.
Hit you with a fact. Pick a country.
Greenland.
You're on the Greenland stat.
Yeah.
You know what these dirty fuckers do up there?
What?
Do you know what their Christmas tradition is? Their Christmas dinner?
It's like... Get a rotting reindeer, put it under the ground and let it rot and then eat it at the next Christmas.
Fucking hell, you actually know.
Is it
that's
that?
That's exactly what it is, but it's a small bird wrapped in seal skin, buried for only a few months, and then eaten once decomposed.
See?
Which is pretty vile.
It can't be nice.
When are you ever going to meet an Eskimo chick anyway?
Huh? I don't know. I mean, I'd love to. They're kind of gorgeous, aren't they?
Yeah, I don't know.
I like the features.
Yeah.
But I don't want to live in the cold house.
No. I'd love to go to an igloo.
They don't live in them anymore, do they?
No, but imagine a cozy igloo, like an Instagram igloo with little bookshelves, you know, like Hobbit kind of.
There'll be one at Winter Wonderland.
Have you seen those, like, I'm going to call them tire guys, but I'm just guessing because they're from that kind of neck of the woods.
What?
But they'll go to like a mud quarry or whatever, and they'll film on time lapse for about a week.
Yeah, and they'll build like an
mansions. They build with slides coming out of swimming pools.
Yeah.
They're brilliant.
They are brilliant. They're amazing to watch. But then I read like, you know, there's always a dark side to everything you enjoy in life,
yeah,
sadly.
Like,
and the internet gives you it.
Like Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. But the internet always ruins everything, doesn't it, for you? It provides you with joy and then it takes it away.
Yeah, it's destroyed the world. We know that.
Okay, yeah.
Go on.
So I was reading that these guys, they're amazing craftsmen, aren't they? They're going to like a jungle and they'll dig a massive hole and then
like three bedroom houses out of fucking clay.
Yeah, but what they do is the time lapse is supposedly cheated a bit, so they'll nip in with some concrete in the night and stuff or whatever.
No.
And tidy things up a bit.
Where have you heard this rumor? Read it.
No.
I
don't want to ruin your life, but they do, because they make so much money off these videos, or whoever's their master does, internet likes and shit, or like views on YouTube. So then they just abandon these things, like, because often, you know, they build like an amazing thing with a swimming pool.
Abandoned clay mansions.
There's loads of articles on it. But they'll like be rotting and falling down because they're not sustainable. Or they'll build those big swimming pools, but then there's no drainage. So the water's just like a swamp full of snakes after a day.
The beauty of them is they are completely sustainable because they just go back to nature. They go back to the clay and then they rebuild them. It's Play-Doh.
I'm not going
to
ruin Christmas for you, but Play-Doh. I saw someone going in, there was just like shit everywhere and like concrete and stuff.
Canadians like lit up Watsits packets and like Cheetos and shit.
Yeah, but it is impressive either way.
Reverse cowboy.
Is Antarctica part of Greenland?
No.
Right, because I've been reading a lot about Antarctica and some of the evils.
Do you know why it's called Antarctica?
Because, you know, Ant from SAS, he lives there. I think he owns it.
The Latin word for bear is Arctic, because polar bears are in the Arctic. They're not in the Antarctic, so it's no bear. It's no bear land and bear land, basically.
Oh, really? So it's like anti-Arctic?
Yeah, there's no polar bears in the Antarctic. Really? There's only them in the Arctic.
Oh, wow. What a cool stat.
Factoid.
But anyway, nice one of amigoid. Nice one of amigoid for the Christmas factoid.
Yeah, but got plenty more. Yeah.
There are pyramids in Antarctica, and Buzz Aldrin, who can only be described as an American space cadet, he's of like Joe Biden age. And he also has that lethal combination of being at Joe Biden age and also having an internet connection.
And now, dementia.
Which, exactly that. You just done over. You can't tell. So Buzz Aldrin's now like blowing up these...
What's he been saying?
Ice pyramids in Antarctica, saying they are true evil itself. And then I started looking into it, and there's theories that there's like these monsters that live there, a bit like White Walkers from Game of Thrones.
Right.
Yeah, basically, stay away. Do not open the gates of hell and start drilling into the Antarctic, because you're going to unleash a load of fucking...
There's a reason there's no bears there.
Yeah, exactly that.
Mm.
Next.
Guatemala.
In Guatemala, the tradition, before Christmas, they spend a week cleaning up. So that whole run-up to Christmas is a load of Guatemalans just cleaning up.
Fucking same here, really, isn't it, though?
Christmas Day, they burn all the shit in big bonfires, which I'm sure that's a nice thing on Christmas Day, loads of shit burning, with a devil on top.
Good. Get rid of him.
The devil plays a big part in Christmas across the world. Mm. And then on Boxing Day, they just, I presume, watch the football in really pristine environments.
Well, it's kind of similar to what you do here. Like, mum's here all going mad this week, cleaning up, doing all the shopping, aren't they? I've seen them at it.
Don't know.
My mum's hassling me, like, because she's coming to stay with me. She's hassling me, like, check this shopping list. And I'm like, they think the whole world's going to close down. I'm like, mum, we live in capitalist hell. Asda's going to be open Christmas Day, mum. It's chill.
Tell me, baby, have you been vabbing? I can't keep my eyes off you.
Do you know that you can eat Christmas trees? You can eat your Christmas tree.
Well... There's nothing sadder than a used Christmas tree. It's like a used condom, right?
Yeah.
So why not eat it before
exactly.
It gets to that stage?
I mean, we are entering the period of time where society might collapse and we might have to eat Christmas trees. But it's quite sad, really, we do that Christmas tree thing where we just get a load of them and chop them down and then just bin them, innit?
Oh, yeah, it's not on.
Maybe it's better to have a plastic one.
But of course it is. My tree's fake as shit.
I've got a real one.
Well, sorry, you're going to have to eat it then.
Well, I will do.
Eat your words.
I'll do it for the podcast. Do anything for the podcast. Do anything for you guys.
Same here.
I'll eat it. But I buy the ones that are still potted. They've still got the roots, you know what I mean? Mm. And you can so you keep them alive. And then I go and plant them in random places. Mm. And I planted one in my old back garden I lived in. The old landlord contacted me about something the other day and he said, your Christmas tree's massive now. And it's like a proper tree from about 8 years ago. Yeah. I was, he sent me a photo. I was like, fucking yes.
Holy Christmas.
Yeah. And I was like, that made me feel really Christmassy.
Reverse cowboy.
Pick another country.
Sweden.
Sweden. Well, without even looking, as we know, I've got a hatred of Scandinavians. Not them, but just how boring they are.
So, Swedes are boring as fuck. I have a record deal in Sweden. I went to play a showcase Saturday night. I was like, it's going to be on Stockholm. I was like, you want a party, party. Got to 11 o'clock, showcase done. Everyone like, we are going home for fucking meatballs.
It was good party.
And I was like, where's the drugs? Where's the beers? Come on, we're going out. It's Saturday night, Stockholm. No, thank you. Tomorrow we have to go to church.
Was enough drugs for me tonight. Thank you for the drugs.
Oh, you boring bastards.
Yeah, they're all fucking boring. But anyway, in Sweden, Father Christmas got a little companion. Don't know if you knew that.
Is it not that racist guy they have in Holland?
I don't know. I've had a Dutch one. You can tell me about that. Yeah. He's got a racist companion.
Yes.
Father Christmas got a racist companion in Holland.
Well, he's a companion or he's an enemy. I don't know which
one. Oh, really?
But he's a big part of the scene.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
So Father Christmas is just going about his business and he's just got like a,
well, they have
a racist foe.
Well, they got this guy called Zwarte Piet, which means Black Peter. White people black up as him, walk around with Santa. And if your kid's naughty, he's based on a slave, right? So he's got chains on as well.
Black Peter.
Black Peter. And he basically scares all the little kids. And if your kid's been naughty, he gets taken away, kidnapped by a black man rather than getting presents. I'll show you a photo of him. Wow. It's fucked. So look, this is one of the like last year's one.
That's Thriller. Remember Michael Jackson in Thriller?
He does, yeah. I mean, he hangs around with Santa. Look, there they are together.
Good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, yeah. It's a mad situation.
Black Pete. I used to know a guy called Black Tom, but that was just because I knew so many guys called Tom or Tommy.
Did Black Tom like that?
Black Tom had to be Black Tom. Mm-hmm. You know?
I was half expecting you to turn up dressed as Black Peter today.
No, so in Sweden, it's not Black Peter who Father Christmas hangs around with. It's a man-sized goat. They've ironically and dryly called him the Yule Goat. You boring fuckers. Yeah.
What are we going to call that black scary goat at Christmas?
Yule Goat.
Well, it comes at Christmas, so Christmas Goat.
If you are mentally ill like us and would like more of this shite, then please sign up to our Patreon.
Mate, I went to see that Napoleon film.
Oh, it's not very Christmassy.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know he wasn't as small as everyone makes out?
Is he not?
No, because, you know, we have this stupid measurements of like, how many feet are you?
Yeah, he created the metric.
The French feet, their feet, which they measured in, were like bigger feet than
us. He literally created the metric.
He was about 5 foot ten.
He implemented the metric system. Can you imagine that? Do you know what I mean?
But why wasn't that the first thing people thought of?
Oh, it's hands so much and fingernails, man. 14 hands and 3 fingernails.
How big's your horse, mate? Oh, he weighs 4 stone and he's, you know, it's like.
How much for the wife?
Yeah. Christy
16 ankles, 4 knees, a couple of shoulders.
How much for an hour with Christy Seaweed?
Christy Seaweed's a man, you cunt.
He is, yeah, he is. I keep forgetting that because someone told us he had big tits. In my head now he's a fit bird.
A flaky little Irish fella.
I think he's dumped us
like
anyway.
A lucky charm.
His husband does.
A fucking little lucky charm.
Christy Seaweed. Hope there are.
Reverse cowboy.
Do you know the reason we kiss under mistletoe?
We don't. I fucking don't.
Well, I'm not brought any because I'm not gay.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what I'm going to get? A mistletoe belt. You know where the mistletoe hangs? Hangs about like half a foot over my dick area. And I want to go clubbing in it.
What, to find some M words?
Yeah, you know, like, I swear that used to be a thing. If you went clubbing.
Clubbing. Pubbing. Got a good sense of humour.
It is, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I love it. Remember that? Every interview. Remember like Ibiza Uncovered kind of days.
What's your name? Where are you from? What you went to?
Someone running up to someone, putting the camera on a diagonal lens and going, what's your vibe? Pubs, clubs.
I'm Dean, I'm 19 from Luton. I'm here for the summer season.
Next one will be pubbing, clubbing. Next one will be, I just want to go to all the pubs, all the clubs.
Smash loads of birds.
Like, do you know what? If you were lucky enough to live during the late 90s, early 2000s, and be amongst that, Ibiza Uncovered was an amazing show.
We were a bit too young to get into the scene. No, I mean, to be out. Yeah, I know old you are.
I'm 400 years old, you bitch.
Santa Claus is.
Yeah.
No, he's older than that.
Pick another country, baby. Portugal, Czech Republic, Italy, Venezuela, Catalonia.
See, in Venezuela, I know what they do.
What do I do?
They get the skates on.
Oh, did you know that?
Yeah, why did you do that?
Fucking weird, isn't it?
So in Venezuela, when they're all going to church for the Christmas day or whatever, early morning mass, everyone has to go on roller skates, even the old ladies.
But you know what? Just picture that. A hot day in Venezuela, some church-going beauty putting on a roller skate, ready to skate down the mall.
Oh, down the God Mall.
Down the fucking freeway.
Yeah.
I went to Copacabana Beach.
No.
When I was on that bloody freeway rollerblading.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I bet you can rollerblade.
At the same time I was out there, believe it or not, so randomly my rollerblading coach was there as well, and he had all these cones on him and a little flatbed pickup truck.
Of course he did.
So he drove down Copacabana dropping cones.
Was it Cycling Mikey?
And I kind of went behind him doing that backwards one.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, where the legs cross over like...
We listen to like...
Hot in the City.
Oh, like, it's a cool, cool summer.
Yeah, and just Brazilian kind of bossa nova stuff.
Yeah.
Don't know what it means, but yeah, kind of sad songs.
Do you know Cycling Mike? He's a rollerblade coach.
Oh, fucking
insane.
Do you know what? I need some rollerblade coaching. So that'd be a good opportunity to meet
him. He is. That's, he does that.
That's a mental.
Yeah.
Could write that.
Honestly. I know. He's obviously a real person.
Go Cycling Mike.
I Googled him because I wanted to find him and beat him up.
And you could create an Avengers-style dream team of people like Cycling Mikey, Calder Dragon.
Oh, mate.
Fucking Samson Hampson, my new one, old Alpha Dom, the dating coach.
Yeah, yeah.
Like an absolute stable of thoroughbreds.
Well, it breeds them, doesn't it? And encourages them.
If you did a content house in the right way and assemble, I'm telling you now, Netflix production companies, whatever, chuck a bit of money at it. No, but chuck a bit of money at it. Give them the proper money and let them off the leash, these fucking nutters. Get them off TikTok on the telly. You make one last bit of dough before all these phones take all your money off you little bitches. And that is a pimp slap.
Reverse Cowboy.
I was on TalkSport.
You were on it?
Yeah, I was on TalkSport. I rang them up.
Hello, I'm Leo from South London.
All right, fans. I went on All Right Fans, and it was, it was an amazing experience. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
So this was half 11 at night. Well, to be honest,
half 11 at night, no one's listening.
Half 11, no one's listening, trust me.
Anyway. Get him on at half 11.
I won't bore you with the details of the phone call, because it was all about Man United, but here's the closing part of it.
Is it you, All Right Fans? All Right Fans?
All Right Fans, it's All Right Fans. Yeah, it's All Right Fans. Jackson, you're an idiot.
Hello, mate, how are you?
I'm very well, brother. I'm very
good. Do you want to make one last quick point? I'll leave it to you.
All I want to do is, just before I go, I just want to make a quick noise to the country, and that is...
Merry Christmas.
Love. Chad, you're not even that, Chad, you're
Merry Christmas. I don't know what
well,
it is. Anyone follows him on Twitter? All Right Fans. All Right Fans. Very funny.
Is he?
Yeah, very funny. Very funny.
Is he?
Is he? Who said that?
Dean Saunders. That was Jason Cundy and Dean Saunders. So, thanks for the shout-out, Jason. And I went home and I thought, I'll get home and I'll have loads of new followers. Not one. Not one. So,
no one listens to radio. Everyone listens to podcasts and not this one.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, why are they listening to our bloody podcast?
Because we're not bloody promoting correctly.
Yeah, it's true. We're not. But
we're going to.
It's quality, not quantity. And, you know, if you're listening, you obviously like it, you perv.
There's a bad, a great big weather for whatever the best is.
Did I tell you what happened to me the other day when I went to Manchester? This was payback for us, like... doing
payback time.
It was payback for when we sort of... We're quite intrigued by people with Down syndrome.
Well, I'm not.
We are. No, Wayne is. We talked about them loads.
What? Fucking hell. He's staring at me while he said, we talked about them loads.
No, all right, start that section again.
No, don't leave that in. It was good.
All right, it's a bit weird though.
Yeah, apparently
I said it wrong. I said it wrong, didn't I?
Fuck.
I'm not very.
Anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
No, so anyway,
I just didn't mind a strength.
Me too, but fucking no. I was on the train to Manchester. I'd had a really busy night the night before, and I was going up there to do some work and see some mates. And
the train driver was Down syndrome.
Mate, I was like sat on one of those table seats with the window, leaning on the window, and thought, right, I'm gonna have like an hour's nap before I get there because, if you know, I was fucked. So I like pull my hat down over my eyes, like lay on my coat like this on the hard plastic bit. And I was like, right, fuck it. Trying to have a little kip. And I was there. And then I felt like, you know, I sensed someone came and sat next to me and someone on the opposite side. And then someone just sat next to me, started rocking backwards and forwards and going like a seagull going, wah, 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 like dead loud. And I was like, fucking hell, pull my hat out. And it was this big, strong Downs lad with his mum. Yeah, and I was like, I was trapped in by him. And I was like, oh, no. And he looked dead strong, and he wasn't looking at me. He's like, he didn't know I existed.
Well, listen.
But he was squawking like a seagull, and his mum was going, Daniel, shut up, shut up.
Bless him.
And, but funny lad, because his mum was going, Daniel, shut up, and he was going, fuck off.
Oh, bless him.
I was trapped in by a down seagull.
Well, I was like a madman, attempted to do some Christmas shopping, Canary Wharf Saturday.
Fuck that.
Pretty chaotic. You could call it pretty chaotic.
Yeah.
But at one
you
point...
Did you buy any essentials?
I bought some essentials.
Body shop.
Treated myself to a new Nutribullet. Amazing. Life game changer.
How many reps per minute?
Makes me eat. Because unless eating is easy, I won't. I'll wait. You know?
You need it blended up.
Eat it. That to me is eating. I'm like a little blob.
What do you eat? What do you blend?
This morning I had banana, porridge, milk, and a tiny bit of chocolate spread.
Oh,
yeah, that's breakfast done. 10 seconds.
Nice.
But anyway, whilst I was in Waitrose, I accidentally backed into a downsie.
Right.
Didn't realise. And straight away, oh, sorry. Anyway, you get my fucking mate. You know, like,
yeah, I'd go.
Which way are you bloody going, you?
Well, aggro downs.
And I well, proper aggro downs. Oh. Bless his mum, same situation. His mum was like, he's okay. So I was like, yeah, of course. Mm. Oh, man.
Did he tell his mum to fuck off?
Nah, no one got told to fuck off.
Fuck off.
And nah.
Daniel did not give a fuck with his mum saying. I started laughing because he was just going, fuck off. And then he went,
they are great. Oh, yeah, characters. But,
you can get away with anything, them lads. Shout out the Downs.
Good on you, man.
Yeah, so I've got a Christmas quiz for you.
Go on in, yeah.
Ding a ling a ling a ling a ling a ling a ling.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? You know those songs that get changed slightly, like to someone who, like, fucking dapper laughed. Sleigh bells ring, we are sniffing.
Yeah.
Ding a ling, and we're drinking. You know, like the.
Yeah. Yeah,
the druggy tunes.
Yeah, pathetic, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, but people love them. They do numbers.
Yeah, but well, you know, what's he called number one every year, isn't he? That lad baby, whatever he's called.
I don't even know. I haven't followed the top 40 for a good few years.
Every Christmas, I'm sat now, countdown.
Wait, I used to care. What? I used to care.
Everyone did. Now no one cares.
I wonder what was the last Christmas no one cared. I'll tell you what it was. Hearsay, pure and simple.
We can't bring him up every week.
Well, I was invited to a wedding, wasn't I, Kim Moss?
I know, you talked about dementia again. Oh. Talked about it.
People don't listen to everyone, surely.
Jack's, what's he called? He married her.
That Ryder, my cousin.
Yeah, he rode his, good name for him, Ryder, because he rode his bike so fast, his gloves melted.
Yeah, he had a scrambler when he was younger, and he went so fast on it that his gloves and then his flesh on his hands started melting.
Yeah, I mean, it can happen, I believe him.
Yeah.
Reverse cowboy.
Christmas quiz.
Go on then, Christmas.
It's a Christmas quiz.
I know a lot about Christmas. Go.
Right, sure. I'm going to say Merry Christmas to you in different languages. And don't worry, I'm going to be pronouncing them right because I can speak 40 different languages. And, you know,
I've got to guess the country.
Now, you've got to just tell me whether it's true
or accurate or not.
Whether I'm saying Merry Christmas or not. Right, so this is Russian for Merry Christmas, or is it not? Sarushtivum.
False.
True.
Right.
Ding, ding, 1-0, mate.
I knew.
Polish.
Yeah.
Vizolk squeaked.
True.
1-1.
I know.
Romanian.
This is going to be close.
La Dracu Pinusunmuk.
That's true.
It's nice. That's get fucked small dick in Romania.
Okay. Right.
Yeah. So not very Christmassy.
Yeah.
Japanese. Merry Christmas. You ready?
Konnichiwa.
Are you ready? Merry Christmas.
Probably, yeah.
Actually true.
Yeah, of course it is.
It sounds like I'm being racist, but I'm not.
You're not being racist. Merry
Christmas.
In Japan, they've been America washed, and for a large chunk of Japan, their Christmas dinner is...
KFC.
KFC.
Yeah.
Fucking mental. But then again, there's no Christians in Japan, is there?
I don't know.
No, there can't be. That's not their religion.
Some.
No, that's not their religion, is it?
No.
They're ninjas.
Reverse cowboy.
So there's Woolwich and then there's North Woolwich and they're both on different sides of the river.
Mm.
Imagine that.
What?
Yeah. Uh-huh. So North Woolwich is north of the Thames.
Why don't us call it a different thing?
I don't know. And you've got the Woolwich Ferry from when I was at the depths of my... Listen to this for a fucking miserable life. When I was probably in my late 20s, I was living in Plumstead, walking down to Woolwich, getting on the Woolwich Ferry on foot. I was the only man on foot on the Woolwich Ferry. It's a car. It's a travelling car park.
Right.
It floats across the fucking river to North Woolwich. And then from North Woolwich, I'd walk or DLR it to work, dodging blue coats. That's when you know your skin. That's when you know you're on your fucking arse.
Yeah, it's pretty bleak.
Yeah, it was bleak is the word, yeah. It's awful.
Once, and my shoes had massive holes in them, and my jeans had massive holes in them. It was winter.
You're such really... a fucking show-off.
So I went in, I was in Toronto playing a gig, but I had no money, like none at all. Not Toronto. Yeah, anyway, and I went in to a vintage clothes shop, and I just put my knackered old shoes down, put some like other like less knackered secondhand
clothes,
you that. And just swapped my clothes and just walked out.
So you effectively became someone else.
Yeah, I just got someone like dead man's clothes.
Imagine if you didn't know. You had no idea.
That's bottom.
But at the time, you were being followed by the police.
The Mounties.
The Mounties. And the Mounties and just the took their eyes off you for a few minutes and you walked out in the charity shop and they were like, oh no, it's just a...
Yeah.
It's just a hobo from fucking...
Yeah, he still looks shit. He's not nicked anything.
Yeah.
I didn't need that. So I apologise to the nation of Canada.
Shit, man. You're a real jitterbug.
I was, yeah.
You spent time.
A jitterbug. Yeah, we'll just get through this. Nearly done. Scottish. Gaelic.
Go on.
Rock, Max, Sassanach, Nuke.
Incorrect, because the one and true only pronunciation of Happy Christmas in Scotland is... Yeah. Can I get that one for better with a touch?
Probably true. Well, you're right anyway, because that was fuck off English pig.
Yeah, it's basically the same meaning.
Last one.
It's been thrilling, this game.
It's rubbish, isn't it?
The worst game, mate.
Is this Merry Christmas in Mandarin? Gosh, you hondan.
Yes.
No, it means dog shit bastard. Ha ha, one now, fuck you, you're done.
Dirty bastard.
Dog shit bastard.
Talking of bastards, when you think about it, Jesus was the original bastard.
He was the original rock star and a magician.
Yeah, but technically a bastard.
What a legend Mary was, though, to just go, God did it, mate.
Yeah.
God did it. Joseph down the pub, and everyone's like, mate, I thought you were saying you were a virgin last week. How's your message pregnant?
Listen.
And I used to go to the lads, he's like, nah, God has pregged her up, yeah?
Yeah.
So I'm doing this for the world.
She said, look at yourself, man. I'm having a kid, you know it's not yours, and you still haven't even got enough for a fucking hotel room for me. I'm going to have this in a manger, you minge.
Make some more doors.
Joseph, you mingy cunt, get your head out of your arse and admit that kid is not yours.
Jesus did his best, though. He was like, I'm going to make some wine out of this water.
Nah, he's a bad man.
These fish go everywhere.
Jesus was a mad.
He was just a rock star.
When you think about it, if what they say is true, and it was only 2,000 years ago, that's like about... 25 generations of your family. 30, probably.
You'll walk past someone who's related to Jesus, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. He walked this land.
Probably me, to be honest.
He absolutely walked this land.
There's rumours that
he created Londinium.
He came over here, didn't he?
Yeah, with the Roman army. Yeah.
It's not true.
Over the years, I've spent over £1 billion on drugs.
A jitterbug.
He died on Christmas Day, didn't he?
Oh, did he really?
As did James Brown. Not very Christmassy to die.
Dying ain't Christmassy.
So, patrons' questions. Shout out to all the patrons. Thanks for your support. If you listen to this for free, get on the Patreon, patreon.com/reversecowboy. Or don't, but it'd be nice to have your support. And listen to more episodes, yes.
Yeah, Christmas should be a Freeman's, to be honest.
Yeah, it should.
But yeah, if you want, double the episodes, including the one where I hilariously fall over. Amazing episode, wasn't it? 52 was just incredible. The atmosphere here was absolutely electric.
It was palpable.
It was actually tangible, in a way, wasn't it?
Palpable and...
Exactly that.
Sexual.
My man here's got no social media presence. Whatever, loser. If you want to see what a cunt I really am, like how I can really get at 3 a.m, follow me on Twitter, All Right Fans, or Instagram, All Right Fans. It's quite simple. All Right Fans, it's All Right Fans. Grazie, judging to everybody, judging to.
His impromptu 3 a.m. Instagram lives.
Yeah.
Him in here, like, just looking all weird and just like doing sort of karate moves and stuff.
Yeah, I've done. I've done it a few times.
Upsetting people. So, Christmas patrons questions.
Shoot the shit.
James Heitman, still waiting for the Darude Sam Stodd karaoke cover. Oh. Let's put it on. Hang on.
Let's run it while we chat shit.
Yeah.
Chat shit and get Daruded.
Here we go.
James Heitman. He's a footwear journey.
Probably.
Aye, aye. Sunderland, aye, aye.
Round more.
We're coming up. See you in the fucking Premier League. Oh. How we're the fucking land, aye. I don't know what that was. Yeah, beautiful, great show. Get it off.
No, well, the words. That'll do. Yeah, absolute banger. Cheers to Hype Man. Stop asking for that now.
Listen, big, big news. As you know, I'm a big Lewis Saunderson fan. If you don't know who Lewis Saunderson is, check out his acting. He's very, very big on TikTok. He's an emotional awareness actor. So basically, we're in talks to make a short film. Cruise fans Saunderson.
This guy, he makes the most powerful content on the TikTok. Yeah.
So basically, we're going to offer him the best equipment, cameraman, setup, and cash. We just want a 15-minute emotional film co-starring us, and we're going to release it on the internet.
I'm going to play an XL bully. Turbo Shaggers here.
I'm going to play Lewis. I'm going to probably play his stepson.
Yeah, I'm going to maul you.
I think that'd be a nice role.
Yeah, I've been working on my XL bully routine.
Just when you think there's nothing to look forward to, 2024, Saunderson, Cruise, fans.
Reverse Cowboy.
But you know what they did in Peru on Christmas Day?
Not in Peru, no.
Rovio Nandis, each year on December 25th, thousands of people gather in the auditorium thing, the outdoor, like, it's almost like what looks like somewhere where they do, like, bullfighting, right? They gather there and people settle the differences. And it's like, we're going to start a new year.
Oh.
So everyone can sign up, go, Ernest Dore has been mouthing off about me. And they have a fucking fight.
What, and he's a spectator? It's just like Jeremy Kyle.
Everyone's there having a buzz. Watching.
Oh, that is amazing.
On the mic, they'll be like, this bitch has had a go at this one. And they'll
your fence is a foot over to the left.
Oh, it's really cool. Look, that boosh to that. It's incredible.
It's amazing.
And then the
loads of mums. Basically, loads of mums fighting over like neighborhood.
I paid a lot of money to watch mums fight all
day. That has got a bit of everything because it's real.
And they do it for genuine reasons. Like, they settle the grievances so they can start the new year fresh, you know?
That's how you do it, guys.
Yeah. I got told to fuck off by a fox yesterday.
By a fox?
There's a fox screaming in front of my house. And if you live in London and the surrounding areas, there's foxes
They're
everywhere.
They're screaming Cockney accents.
They do, right? But there's this fox and he's in the garden next to mine. And I was like, oh, you all right, mate? And he's going, wah, wah. I thought he was like shagging or something. I thought I'd go and have a look. Anyway, and he goes there and he was eating something like nasty out of the bins. He's eating it like that. And then he looked up at me and he coughed like was sick. Right, went like that, but he's ready. He went
really,
and I was like, "Oh, it's a fox told me fuck off." So yeah, but that's never happened before.
If you don't come across many foxes in London, there's like a kind of there's an unwritten rule where if you see a fox, if you're 20 meters away, you kind of
you have to go fox.
You approach them with a bit of menace, like "Yeah, get out of it." But when you get within 10 meters, if it's a ballsy fox and they're still standing in their ground, you have to respect their wishes and think, "I don't want to be the guy." On the 6 o'clock news with no eyes because of you. I like them.
I love them. Fantastic animals.
Let's pop that bottle.
Popping bottles in the shed.
Carry on because I'm listening.
Joe Woodcock, fantastic actor and a lovely friend of mine. And Liam, her lovely partner, is also a very good friend of mine. Anyway.
What's Liam doing?
Liam's an actor as well. Liam's
not as big as
Joe, taller than her.
Who's been in the more successful shows?
They're both kind of equal, I think. Liam's in Curry recently. They've both been in loads, actually, and they're patrons, so you better be nice to them. And they're good friends of mine.
Well, mate, I've been an actor.
They're good friends of mine. They're more successful than you, and that's why you're getting upset. Yeah. Anyway, Joe has said, hello, lovely shaggers. What's the most overrated thing about the festive period? For me, I think the whole thing's a bit overrated, and we should only do it every other year.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems, too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Reverse Cowboy.
Do you want eggnog?
What the fuck are you on about, man? Eggnog.
Eggnog's insane, isn't it? Why would people... What is it like? What is it like a raw egg with some cream or something?
I have
and
no...
And a bit of booze.
The word egg in a drink... for me, is a turn off straight away.
Do you know in Mandarin, the biggest insults you can have involve eggs? So you're like, dirty egg man.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everything's egg.
Really?
But they also in China,
yeah, good insult.
Get virgin piss eggs, don't they? Get virgin boys to piss on eggs and then they eat.
Mate, them. I saw a clip of, it was like Chinese street food.
Yeah, you know, they, oh, that's going to be rocking.
Oh my God.
That's going to be dark.
Like already, is viewer discretion advice.
Oh.
No, it was they had these eggs that were just about to hatch. So it had like these little wriggling fetuses and they
eating
cracked
them, like,
it, fried it until it was still just moving, whacked it in a little sandwich, bit of sriracha, boom.
I used to say it's not tasty, but at the end of the day, no need for that.
No need.
Eggnog is an egg milk punch. No, there's no need for that.
Fuck off with your egg. I'm not drinking egg any time of year apart from Easter.
Egg. Oh,
Easter, man. I'll drink an egg. I'll tell you a great trick. If you're at a party and it's you're feeling that it's the right time for it, walk out the room, come back in naked. So appear at the doorway naked. Oh, everyone, look at me.
Oh, look,
everyone turn around and laugh. But just have an egg gently placed in between your bum cheeks. So you're right, facing them. Dick and front. Yeah. Everyone thinks that, and then start going, buck, 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 and just as the person gets close enough to you, like kind of squat, the egg will drop, crack in the hallway floor. Everyone laughs, double joke.
How many times have you done egg naked?
I've done that twice. The first time was so good, I recreated it.
To the same people, an hour later.
No, I'm just going to do it again, guys, because I missed a bit. Guys, there was a,
hey, I'm back. Oh, yeah, no. That's a brave, good joke.
Reverse cowboy.
You know, like phone thieves in London, they're going like, well, it's mad. You know, it's everywhere. Like, young lads are just nicking phones.
I almost want my phone because I'm pretty sure I can catch that BMX up.
This is mad, right? I was with my mate James and we were in Soho. I was waiting for a taxi and I was sat on the floor outside this place because I was just like, fucked out my head. And anyway, he came out, he was smoking a cig or something, and we're watching and this young lad was just nicking phones, like off people walking past. He ran past this girl, snatched a phone outside the, like, Groucho or something, and then he ran about, like, doddled about 50.
Running?
Well, not, honestly, like, pretty much just jogging.
Well, he wasn't on a bike.
Jogging, right?
Just
and
running.
Then the bouncers just went to a, leave it, it's not worth it. Yeah. And he was like, so he just like sort of did that dad run where you hardly run, ran about 50 meters. We were laughing because he had like jogging pants on, whatever they're called, sweatpants.
Yeah.
And they were full of phones because they were weighing him down. He couldn't run yet. So he had about 100 phones.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And he just, because he knew he was going to get away with it, he like jogged a bit forward and then the bouncer went, just leave him, not worth it. And he was like, he's there. Like, if you need my phone, I'd be like, give me my phone back, you dickhead.
The thing is, if
it's
he's
funny, like, if they're getting away with it so easily.
Yeah, he's funny. And also, if you imagine, if he's got that many phones on him,
honestly,
he must have
15.
Half of them are probably ringing. He's got all these ringing phones.
He puts them all on airplane mode.
Yeah, that's the best thing to do. Have a really intimidating ringtone. So if your phone ever gets nicked, when you ring it and it's, you know, Dave Courtney, the 12 Commandments or whatever.
Yeah. Rest in peace.
Rest in peace.
I told you about that when I found that girl I thought was dead and her phone kept going off, didn't I?
I won't answer that.
Mate,
if I find a dead chick, I'm not answering her phone.
I was with my mate Majed, and we got back to his house in his front garden. It was like December. There's a girl that's passed out, right? And we're like, checked her pulse. She's alive. But what is
result? Result.
Right. We dragged her in, right? In his
house. First thing you do, mate. Exactly.
Mate, got her out
rule
the cold.
Rule number one, get her in.
Got her out the cold, put her on the sofa. I was already sleeping.
Hey, you better get her on the sofa. Oi, oi.
Like, this is a nice story. I'm not an abusive guy.
I can help.
No, not way, anyway.
Naughty joke, this one, isn't it?
Right, yeah. Anyway, we got her in there and she was in like a KO or something, but definitely fucked, didn't know where she was. He just went to bed. I was sleeping on the other sofa opposite her because I was staying at his house. In the end, I just went to sleep. And then her phone kept ringing, which was obviously a mate's trying to find her. And the ringtone was, and since you've been gone, I've been. So I was kept waking up. So I was like, fuck's sake. But I couldn't, a phone was like on her body somewhere, on her clothes. And I was like, don't want to go in the jeans. You know what I mean? Cause then I'm going to get like me too.
That repetitive calls, starting the new call every 5 minutes.
Since you've been gone. And I was like, fuck.
It makes you want to answer it.
I know, but I didn't want to go rummaging in her fucking knickers for a phone. Mm. So I'd get arrested. So I was like, what do we do? So I just sat there and then eventually...
Wrong thing to do anyway, mate. I wouldn't worry about getting arrested.
She woke up, came around out of it, and she went, where the fuck am I? You know, as she would. Mm. And I went, calm down. I said, we found you outside in the garden. I said, we just put you there. I'm staying here too. She was like, freaking out. And I said, look, you just go out the door. You got everything. I said, your phone's been ringing loads. And she was just like looking at me like, I, you know, she didn't know where she was.
She jumped up and woke you up.
No, I sat up because I was like, this phone kept ringing.
You were obviously sitting there wanking anyway.
I was just sat there and something went up. And I was like, I was just sat there going, oh.
Yeah. Since you've been gone. Oh, fuck's sake.
That song was ruined for me.
Since you've been
gone. I love that song.
It's impossible.
Yeah, but eventually she came.
It's not a good wanking tune.
It's not a good tempo. Yeah, anyway, she got up and she stormed out the door. And you know, that girl, my buddy saved your life that night.
Have you got a wanking tune? I'll tell you what I like. FKA Twigs.
Oh, yeah, that's the sexy one.
The sexiest tune in the world, that is. I've never heard a sound like it.
But do you have like a slow sensual wank to it?
Like a
riding around slowly. Yeah.
My dream, oil. You know, like on dating shows or, you know, there was a certain time where on all these cheesy dating shows, what's your dream date? Oh, well, it wouldn't be a bar or a club or a restaurant or whatever it'd be. A walk on the beach, candle. And they'd all say the same thing. Well, that is my ideal wank. Not date. It's my idea of wank. So
my wanking song is probably the same one that I upset everyone at the vets with, which is "Been and Forgotten." I do. I've been married a long time ago. Yeah. Good tempo. Good like action.
Bit of a lads tune, really. More of an army wank.
Or like "The Venger Bus is coming."
I imagine, like, just from the choice of your tunes, your kind of like fantasy wanking environment is almost like on stage at some kind of carnival, like you're there to entertain.
That's your fantasy brain. For me, I'm alone.
I'm
definitely alone.
Reverse cowboy.
There's £1 million in your bank account.
Yeah.
If you click this button and confirm that you want to kill a child in Vietnam now, this second, click yes or no. What are you clicking?
Do I have to watch the kid die?
There's no other info than that. It's just yes or no.
There's loads of kids there, isn't there?
What a scam. If you can send that out and say, we are the Illuminati.
What are you getting out of it?
£1 million.
No, you're not. It's not a scam. Who's doing the scam?
No, but that's what I mean. If you've got a random email, put it this way.
Right.
A high percentage of people are going to click yes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Probably like 89%.
No, but a certain amount of people who deserve it. Mm. Yeah. So out of those people who click yeah, it's like a...
Who deserve what? £1 million?
No, deserve to be scammed.
But they're not. How are you going to scam
them?
It's like
a Robin
Hood.
They think
they're getting £1 million.
Imagine this new season of Doctor Who. There's a bad guy called Robin Hood 2.0.
Right.
And what he does is he's a hacker. So he's got a skateboard and, you know, and he hacks.
It'd be a girl now with Robin with a Y. Robin.
Yeah, Robin Hood. Yeah, yeah, exactly. A black lesbian with a hoodie.
In a wheelchair. Yeah.
And she would also be the new Doctor Who as well. But anyway, this new Robin Hood.
I've been pretending most of the day.
Anyway, yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Robin Hood, her job, she's a hacker, but she's an ethical hacker.
Yeah.
So she puts ethical questions out there, which are like...
The BBC are going to make this.
I know, it's amazing. Squid Game style kind of quiz where if you get the question wrong ethically, you unleash the gates of hell.
So if I was like some boomer, like, I don't give a fuck about that bloody Vietnamese kid. Give me the million. Yeah, then she hacks me and fucks me up.
Yeah, within seconds, there's bailiffs at the door.
And you're like, what the? I paid off that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. And there's just no getting away from it. What an amazing concept.
Yeah, all right.
Jeez, well, BBC. Zoo Bergens, if you're listening.
Zoo is listening, yeah.
Sure. And if you're still doing your Christmas jobbing, I'm sure it's pretty chaotic.
And follow me on Twitter. I did, Sue, and you ignored me. So now I'm deleting my Twitter. Thanks a lot for that.
Ooh, nice one, Sue.
Yeah, nice one, Sue. Sheesh. Let me down, you bloody bitch.
Good banter.
Reverse cowboy.
There's a man, and I tried to get in touch with him yesterday.
There's a man
with a lovely penis in...
No, let's do a tune. That is...
What?
Exactly what I shouldn't do here. Let's write a song. Let's write a song.
Right.
Do a verse each.
Come on.
There's a man in B&Q. He's from Africa.
Of course he fucking is with you. Yeah.
I'd rather do a tune on my own.
Go on then.
There's a man in Africa with a drill, building a home for his family. There's a man in Lapland making toys for the orphan children. There's a man in Catalonia fighting for his freedom.
There's a man
in Jamrock looking for some redemption songs. Like a little kind of nod.
We'll write this properly and get it out there and top the charts.
Here's a Christmas fact for you.
I knew.
Bob Marley.
Yeah, great guy.
Owns 49% of Marley Davidson. We're a Jamaican motorbike company.
I can believe it, man.
Very reliable.
Yeah, very slow.
Always late.
Very slow.
Always late. Really, really not hardworking.
No.
But a good laugh.
Yeah.
Great motorbikes.
Reverse Cowboy.
By the way, if you're not on a Patreon, there is it's 7 days free.
So you're going to get like 30 episodes or something for free.
When you're sat there getting bored to fucking tears by X, Y, and Z Boxing Day, slip, say, look, I'm going to have a bath. Listen to one.
Yes.
Or watch it for an hour.
Yeah, you know, mentally ill man.
And then fucking tell us we're not funny because we are.
Probably not that funny.
We've talked about them loads.
Yeah. Anyway, we've got to go back to the questions. Joe Woodcock. Sorry, we started on that. Joe Woodcock, fantastic actor, fantastic friend. Hello,
never,
lovely shaggers.
Never heard of him.
On your opinion, what's the most overrated thing about festive period? Can you include New Year's in that as well? Well, I've never eaten it, but I've heard turkey shit.
Yeah.
It's like dry fucking. It looks shit. Yeah. But as a vegan, I say eat them all because turkeys are horrible, ugly bastards. Eat them all.
I would say kind of meat in general, maybe with the exception of seafood, is kind of overrated. It's what you, it's how you season it. It's the sauce you put with it. It's the sides and that. Meat is just the...
On its own, would it be rubbish?
Oh my God, what a chunk of turkey breast on its own.
Crap.
Reverse Cowboy.
So this guy I've been trying to get in touch with called Andy Parks, right? Since 2009, he's eating Christmas dinner every day, right? And he lives down in Kent.
Is it okay?
Yeah, and he
addicted to Christmas.
Yeah, and he sends himself Christmas cards every day because he's got no one else is going to send him one. So he's like, send himself, hello, Andy. Merry Christmas from Andy.
Oh, wow.
Right? And I've been trying to get him on.
Mentally unwell.
Well, you think that, but he's like, since 1993 he's done it. Fucking hell.
Oh,
right? What a nutcase.
Has he kept with the same traditions?
Every day he does Christmas. Look at him, Christmas dinner. Like, his house is a Christmas shrine. Right? But anyway, I was like, trying to get in touch with him last night because I thought, this guy, we've got to get him on the phone.
Mm.
You know, I found him on Facebook. Messaged him, couldn't get hold of him. I was like, what's going on? Found the latest news about him. He's been thrown in jail for nicking phones. And I bet they're not doing Christmas Day now for him in there, are they?
Wow.
Yeah, he was nicking phones off people in clubs.
Wow.
Doesn't look like a phone thief.
That's a strange sideline.
I know, yeah.
An old-fashioned hustle.
He's an electrician and he's nicking phones. But that's the only reason he stopped doing Christmas Day.
Shout out, Andy. I've recently found out my son, I mean, I had my suspicions anyway. I knew he was going that way. But he's a certified psycho.
All right. Has he started killing animals yet?
No, but he started biting people to almost the point of blood.
Really?
So, you know, yeah.
He's got a good bite on him?
Vampire bat of a guy.
Well, get him in here. He's like an XL bully. Your kid's an XL bully.
I don't know where he gets his rage from. He's the nicest guy until he goes. So that's worry. Jules Holland's from around here, you know.
Well, that makes sense.
He tucked me in when I was a kid.
I mean, I don't know what that means. They did it in a boogie-woogie way.
Do you know what? I used to have a neighbour who, for some fucking reason, bought himself a drum kit.
But it must be good being a drummer, just like twatting it out on stage and letting all the rage out and nobody cares about you.
True. And I think, like, drummers are wild.
Oh, mate, the maddest people I've ever met.
No, literally, like the geezer off Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Like, they're mad fuckers.
Every band I've been in, the drummer's been one of the most mental people I've ever met.
Yeah.
You know, and lovely. They're always lovely.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
yeah.
Like, fucking off their head.
Well, they're like goalkeepers. No, like, be part of the
goalkeeper's vibe. My mate Nick, he was like a...
That's why they're so cool, because they're fucking autistic.
Yeah, he was the one who was like, when we went on tour once, and he moved his new girlfriend into his house while he was away, and then he went mad. He was like, oh my God, she's found me sex bag. I was like, what's your sex bag, mate? And he had like a bag under his bed full of like gimp masks and like one of those things they bite on, like... Fucking what he called okay. He had loads of shit.
No,
because it was from his past relationships. And she was like, why have I found all this dirty stuff under your bed? And he was going under on tour because he's like, she's found me sex bag.
That's how a lot of killers get caught leaving little souvenirs.
Yeah, so he's the nicest Easter boy rings. In the world. But, but he also, he's the one who upset the entirety of Japan when I was with him because he started pissing out the taxi window and they're like, please sir, no, please sir, no. Because they're very polite people. But yeah, he's just off
his head.
Yeah. So, yeah, what's the most overrated thing? We've said the food, the meat. Also, I think take my advice, right? Once every few years, have a Christmas off. I did it once where me and the lovely lady I was with, we decided not doing Christmas. Yeah. And we went out for a curry Christmas Day, went for a romantic walk, just ignored it. And it was lovely to have a year off. The next year I was excited for it, you know?
Right.
Christmas is overrated.
Well, I'm going to put my beard on.
Says the guy in a Santa suit. Nicola Chapman says, can you do happy birthday for the other day, Nicola? She said, can you do a festive seance with a Ouija board? You've written it out. You said we're not doing it.
Mate, I'm happy
to say that I went up in the loft yesterday and the Ouija board's not moved. I put it back in its box. It's not moved. So, you know, the spirits have given up.
Yeah, good.
Glass John, most hated Christmas song.
Pure and simple, for ruining the top 40 tradition.
Yeah, it's a shit one. What's the shit? They're all good, to be honest.
Like the old, I mean, I don't know what they are.
Classics are good.
They're probably nothing to them.
No one. You know what I thought was funny when, you know, Santa Baby, that song?
Have you ever heard Schlesinger Baby? Sports Direct is open till 9 p.m.
It's horrible.
Is
that a thing?
Why did I grind?
I don't know. It was really weird.
I made that a sexy Sports Direct advert. It was the way I moved.
I know, yeah. I was disturbed.
Fucking up.
Can I tell you something?
You're gay.
Well, you know that. But then, you know, the funny thing about Christmas songs which got me was Michael Bublé,
my cousin.
Crooner, he had to do an album of Christmas songs and he did Santa Baby, but he was like, oh, it's too gay to do that. So he went, Santa Buddy. Because he was like, he was scared of being gay.
That's what I should have done.
It's what you would have done.
That's what I should have done. Yeah.
No, but then you'd have been grinding on him.
Can I do one again?
Don't do grinding on him.
Why did I grind?
I don't know. I don't want to see that again.
That's fucking horrible. Do you know what it is? No, it don't matter. You wouldn't even believe me anyway.
I would.
So basically, when I was a kid...
You've never been a kid.
I was a child.
Never been a child.
Our plane crashed and we ended up living in... No, honestly, straight up.
Yeah, I believe you.
In Switzerland. Yeah, there was like a cave in the rocks.
Mm.
Did you know most caves are in the sides of mountains?
In Switzerland, yeah. Did I tell you the time I went in a cave and I found those Swedish penis pumps that make your penis bigger?
Yeah.
I found one in a cave when I was like 8. Me and my mate Joey, I think it was Joey, we went in this cave on the side of a hill.
He's Joe.
No, he's very much English. But we went in
an English cave.
Yeah, it was like a cave in the hillside, and we went in and we found a Swedish penis pump.
Fucking right, hell,
and we were like kicking it out. It was in the box, so
that's
we knew.
One horny caveman.
I know, but this all happened within 10 minutes, right? It was mad kicking it out, going, "What the fuck's that?" Didn't want to touch it in case we got AIDS because it was AIDS time.
Mm.
Yeah, kicking it out, looking at, and then we kicked it out, and it like hit a sheep on the leg, and the sheep committed suicide. It jumped off the cliff in front of us and died. All that happened. Like,
hold on a minute, rewind.
It's a beautiful part of the world, very near where I grew up. Playing up there,
located a cave.
Right, so there's a little cave, like a tiny little, like sort of where you could get in on the hillside.
What's the local towns?
The nearest town's like Bolton or Chorley. Right. Yeah.
Was there no graffiti inside the cave?
I don't remember any, but we went in and we found a Swedish penis enlargement pump.
How did you know it was Swedish?
Because it said on it, like, Swedish penis enlargement pump, and we were like, what's this? We didn't know, we were about 8, right? These were the days when we had such freedom
easy to kick out.
Your parents would just kick you out in the morning and go play out all day.
If that is an English penis pump, you try and kick it out, it'd be like, no, man, I ain't going nowhere, this is my country.
Yeah, knock you out.
You have to say, fair enough.
And we kicked it out, and then
kicked it out of the EU.
Got out of the box, this clear plastic pump, and then we kicked it, and it hit the back of a sheep's leg, and the sheep jumped off the gorge to like about 100 meter drop, because there is a big cliff drop there, twatted itself on a rock and died.
Oh, that's awful.
Killed the sheep with a Swedish penis pump.
What did you do with the pump after?
We kicked it off the cliff, of course. That's what you're doing it.
That's up there with me fucking finishing the squirrel, mate. That's horrible.
I didn't do it on purpose. We just kicked it and it hit a sheep's leg. There's loads of sheep everywhere. Yeah, we heard it and we ran and walked over the edge and it was like, boom. And there was people down there. You can go gorge walking, so it's like people down there.
Holy shit.
Didn't hit anyone, thankfully, but the sheep was dead. Yeah, so sorry about that, sheep.
Reverse cowboy.
Here's a small point for some of my old gamer friends. Do you remember a game on the Commodore 64 or the Amiga called Lemmings?
Yes.
What a game.
And you know, they don't really kill themselves, Lemmings.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
The Disney company threw them off a cliff. It's horrible, isn't it?
Coca-Cola made Father Christmas bread.
Yeah.
The guy is green.
He's green, yeah. Shout out Green Santa. Wouldn't look good on the green screen, though.
No, yeah, exactly. It's not a red screen, is it?
Shout out Coca-Cola for making our podcast better.
Because we've got a green screen, that's the only reason why I'm not smoking Lord of the Green Man.
Take me to your dealer.
You think that would be socially acceptable if I did an episode as a kind of yardie character?
No.
No? What, even just acting?
I'm not qualified to say whether anyone would be offended by you doing that, so I'm not going to. And I would avoid that.
No, I'm fucking avoid it. Whatever, it take me 2 seconds. What I'm saying is, it is quite interesting. I can't be bothered going into it, but it is quite interesting that even though I'm 2,000 miles away, it'd be everyone would be completely sweet with me doing a white South African accent. But if I just put a tiny...
We have had this discussion, though.
No, but do you know what I mean? It is interesting. But anyway, fuck it. That's, we're doing that in the new year.
Yep.
Right. Italy, Portugal or Czech?
Portugal.
In Portugal, which, and I believe this is quite nice, round a Portuguese dinner table on Christmas Day, they put empty plates out for the relatives who are not there.
How many relatives, though?
Well,
how big's your table? We've all got like, I mean, within, thousands of ancestors.
Within, no, I know, but within generational memory. So round my table, it maybe be two or three. Round bigger families, it'd be four or five, or, you know?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that's nice.
I think that's really nice.
As long as they don't put food out for them. Bit weird.
Well, even then, it's for show, isn't it?
Do you know in Mauritius, they dig up the dead once a year?
Yeah.
Yeah, for like 10 years. They dig up grandma once a year and they bring her out when it's like, it's not for Christmas, but it's like, it's another time for some sort of feast. And they dig up the body, put it on the table with them all, and then they bury it again.
That's what country?
Mauritius.
Which is down kind of near Madagascar, kind of.
Yeah, one of them M places.
You'll testify to this. When you have a decent size Instagram page, you get a lot of messages.
Yeah.
And the problem is this. So you've got primary, general, and then like new messages, if you like. So you deal with the primary first because they're the people you know, so you tend to look at them and reply to them and blah, blah, blah. General, you think, well, you know, but then you get loads of messages that you miss. So I've been going through my whole column of a cut-and-pasted message. Fair play is cut-and-pasted.
Thank you for contacting All Right Fans. No, but,
exactly, yeah. Anyway.
You've got a little community vibe going on with yours, and I used to think I had with my old one, but I just can't do it anymore because it's just, it upsets me. And
then when the reply comes, you've got to reply to that. Anyway, I'm going through the replies, and you've got a lot of fans.
Who, where?
For my fans, your fans.
Well, thanks, guys.
All saying happy Christmas to you.
Thanks, happy Christmas to you, to all your followers. You know, I appreciate anyone who likes this podcast because we have fun doing it and we're both, you know, both very ill old men. But, you know, this is a nice little thing we can do. So thanks a lot, everyone.
My mate is my age. We are early 40s. He went to the doctor. He got the old letter through the door box. Come and have a checkup when you're 40.
I've not done that yet.
He went to the doctor's, thought he was completely fine, felt completely fine. Doctor said to him, your heart age is 60-odd, your lung age is 70-odd, you're fucking this, that, the boom, 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 sort your fucking life out.
Wow.
He's now had a life-changing moment. He's now going to change his lifestyle, live a bit longer for his kids, blah, 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 da-da-da. That is as important.
Scary, that, though, isn't
it? As getting the likes and the comments and the shares from, hey, guys, very important.
It's a bit more important.
Check your bollocks, check your anus, but also check your overall health.
Well, they check your heart.
You know?
I don't... Oh,
mate, he had the full checkup and you got what you didn't want to hear.
Is he a big bloke? Is he a...
He's a big guy, but he's not fat. He's a big guy and he doesn't exercise. Exercise the most important thing.
I've just started exercising again, finally. Finally got my mojo mentally back to do it. You know, you're going to be seeing a fitter guy around here.
Well, because I've had my gym turned into a podcast studio, I don't exercise anymore. But every Monday night, I'm down SE9 goals. If anyone wants to come and
that
fight,
is exercise.
Me and my team, because we are, well, put it this way, we're going into Christmas top of the league. In our 40s, forget it.
Yeah.
It's a nice one. Anyway, next.
Quick question from Charnock, Steve Charnock. He said, if you had to do Christmas dinner for the family, but your oven and microwave were taken away by bailiffs, how would you utilise the rest of your house to cook the meal?
Oof. Fucking hell.
I mean, right. In the kettle, can't you?
No.
Boil the gravy.
First and foremost, it'd be a cold breakfast. Buy myself a bit of twam, smoked salmon, on toast.
Cornflakes.
It'd be spreads, hummus, pate, fruit salads, smoked salmon. That'll buy you some time till 2 o'clock. Now you've got time to whack the radiators on. First things first, whack them radiators on.
Oh, turn them up.
Tin foil all over the radiators.
Start a fire in the living room. Do some potatoes in tinfoil. You know,
fuck. How would you do it? You'd be fucked, bro. You'd have to just say, "Listen,
Christmas is cancelled." Dude, delivery, mate.
Yeah.
On Christmas Day this year, I'm going out for a meal.
And by the way, can I just say, point out tip: when those delivery drivers come to your door, I don't know if it's the same up north, but in London,
I don't live up north. I live here.
They're all Brazilian.
Really?
Minimum 50% of
them. That's what your missus does.
Minimum 50% of them are Brazilian. And out of that 50%, I'd say minimum 50% of them serve up.
What?
I promise
serve
you.
Serve up? What do you mean?
The lot. They all drive around with their bits and pieces on them, but they do deliver at the same time.
They sell drugs.
I know that for a fact. Yes. If your driver's Brazilian, have a quiet word with him and say, listen, I'm that guy. But no. I'm telling you, if they're Brazilian, they
Don't do drugs though, because then your heart rate will be up and you'll be naughty when you go to the NHS. Yeah, I'm scared of going for my test now.
Well, I'm scared.
I'm not always very helpful. I'm going to do my 6 months of running now, then go for my test.
Well, I blotted my NHS scorecard, didn't I?
Because you went in there and said, I hate this, close it down, I'm going booper.
Just out of interest, I went and saw my long-standing NHS GP, and just for pure banter, I sat there and kept a straight face and sat there for 10 minutes saying I wanted a pendulous set of breasts for my own mental health.
Yeah, he did this.
Just to see what they'd say. And believe it or not, in the interest of political correctness, rather than my GP saying, listen, I've known you for years, you're having a wind-up, fuck off and stop wasting my time.
Doesn't know you're an internet dickhead who does that,
he
though.
He protected his pension. You know what he said to me? That's completely normal. Well, it's not.
I'd love it normal. If you had a nice pair of tits. Mate, it would make my week nicer.
Bro, I'd love
it. I'd be like, come on, bro, get them out.
I reckon if I had a lovely, like a proper pair of modern day
forces. I'd be like, can I book them? Sorry.
I'd be able to.
You'd be able to have a wank over your own tits. You would, wouldn't you?
What did you say?
Yeah, if you could wear like a mask where you can see through it, but you can't see.
Charge people to touch my tits.
Yeah, blokes
as long
will
as
pay.
Not wanking. Oh, I'm not really into all the wanking.
Blokes will pay. Right, we're going to wrap this up.
Value for money.
It's going to shit.
Shut your mouth.
As usual.
Visible panty line.
Okay. Well, anyway, we're going to maybe have a week off and then we'll do two episodes first week of January because it's Christmas, you know, and I might make a best of until this point, actually.
And also, we're having a Christmas night out, first week of February, so we'll let you get paid.
Yeah.
First rounds are on us anyway,
yeah,
but
that's Christmas
we'll let you get paid. First week of February, that's the Christmas do.
Yeah, now it's time for karaoke.
We've been Reverse Cowboy. You guys have been the best. Happy Christmas.
Have a lovely time. Hope you get what you got. Right. Here we go. Merry Christmas.
Thanks for listening. Grazie, Chajina. It's Christmas time, girl. There's no need to be afraid. Hey, Christmas time. We let it in and we vanish.
And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world. Christmas time. Here we go.
But say a prayer for the other world. It's for when you're having fucking fun.
There's a world outside your window, and it's a world of dread and fear.
Where the only water flowing is the meadow sing on tears.
And the Christmas bells that ring there are the clanging chimes of doom.
My Lord is there instead of you.
And there won't be snow in Africa this Christmas time.
Never fucking chance the greatest gift they'll get this year is life. Ants on their eyelids.
Then nothing ever grows. Definitely does. No rain or rivers flow.
Or UFC champs, but do they know it's Christmas time at all?
Reverse Cowboy.
Pretty please like and subscribe. We love you shaggers. Kiss kiss.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.